Does the Bible say anything about God caring for birds?
Yes, it does. It says that he cares for sparrows.
Do you know where?
Oh, you have to ask me where. Well, it's in the Bible somewhere. Let me think. Matthew 10, verse 29 to 31.
Would you like to read it for us?
Okay, then. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You guys, you're worth more than many sparrows.
Is there anything about God caring of animals?
About God caring for animals? There is actually. There's a very interesting command in Deuteronomy chapter 25, which says, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. And perhaps I need to just explain. So ox is like a massive cow, you know. And they used to be used for different jobs like, you know, making grain squash. You know, like when you get oats, porridge oats, and they've been squashed, that kind of thing. And some people, they weren't very kind. They used to put something over the mouth of the ox so it couldn't eat. And what God's saying is, excuse me, if you want your ox to work for you, you be nice to it and let it eat. That's what it basically means. So, any more questions on that? Or is it me that I'm supposed to be answering? Oh, yeah. And in Exodus 23, we're commanded, this is an interesting one, if you see a donkey, the donkey of someone who hates you, it's not your best friend's donkey, someone who hates you, if you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down on its load, under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure that you help them with it. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? You've got to help the person that hates you, and their donkey as well. And there is another interesting command about donkeys.
What is it?
Well, it's also in Exodus 23, and it says this. I don't know if it applies today to cars. It says this. 6 days, do your work, but on the seventh day, do not work. Why? So that your ox and your donkey may rest. If anyone thought that God didn't care about animals, I think we're challenging you this morning. Any more questions?
God must really like donkeys. I like donkeys too. People say that donkeys are stubborn. Do you think they really are?
Well, they might be sometimes, but people can be stubborn too. Once there was a man called Balaam who wanted to do something, but God told him not to. And in the end, you could say that Balaam's donkey was smarter than Balaam. And the donkey actually spoke. Can you believe this? Actually spoke to Balaam.
Is it a true story?
I heard a little voice here saying, that's not true. Oh, I'm glad the question. Is it a true story? Yes.
In the Bible?
Yes.
Can you read it to us?
Oh, I've read loads to you already.
Please.
Okay. So, yeah, this guy Balaam wanted to do something. God told him not to. Off Balaam went. This is in Numbers 22. God was very angry when Balaam went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose Balaam. Now, Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in its hand, the donkey turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat the donkey to get it back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So he beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it lay down under Balaam, and he was angry, and he beat it with his staff. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and the donkey said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these 3 times?" Balaam answered the donkey, "You have made a fool of me. If only I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you here and now." The donkey then said to Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" Pretty smart donkey, yeah? "No," he had to admit. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So Balaam bowed low and fell face down. The angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten your donkey these 3 times? "I have come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one." Remember, he's doing something God's told him not to do. "The donkey saw me and turned away from me these 3 times. If it had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now. But," this is interesting, "but," says God, "I would have spared the donkey." Isn't that cool? Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me." Any more questions, but hopefully with shorter answers?
Does the Bible ever describe Jesus as an animal?
That almost sounds like a wrong kind of question, yeah? Describing Jesus as an animal. But in John chapter 1, when John the Baptist saw Jesus walking towards him at the start of Jesus' ministry, John the Baptist said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
But I thought Jesus is our shepherd.
Well, you see, you've got to read the Bible. Yeah, he is. He's the Lamb of God, but he's also the shepherd. In fact, Cindy wanted me to read this bit. In John's Gospel chapter 10, Jesus himself says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep."
What about birds? I doubt Jesus would ever describe himself as a bird.
Well, you're in for a surprise. This is what Jesus says about Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 23. He says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem." These are the people that didn't want to follow him. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you." Jesus says, "How often I have longed to gather your children together, just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." So yeah, in a sense, yeah, describes himself as a bird, a hen.
Some people say that we should care about people, and some people say that we should care about animals. What do you think?
What do you think?
I think we should love people and animals.
I agree. And the Bible agrees too. Do you remember when God spared the city of Nineveh from disaster in the days of Jonah? He asked Jonah at the very end of that book of Jonah, he says, "Should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people and also many animals?"
So does God love people and animals?
That's not a question, is it?
Oh, no.
It's not a question.
So God does love people and animals.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Thank you.